Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised. I'm so glad that's on the podcast.
That's a time-saving tip.
Pro tip.
Yeah, pro tip.
All right, let's get to getting. It sounds like we have like a lot to get to.
Yeah, it seems that way. Wait, I'm gonna give us another magical moment.
No, that's part of placement. We're not getting paid for that.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you what it is. It's Four Loko, okay? But it's old Four Loko. You can't buy it anymore. Don't even get fucked up. That's actually completely.
Does it taste like Magic Rainbow Pig?
No, it's this. Yeah. Maybe, all right?
You were right, Key. He is definitely in rare form. Yes, no, maybe. All right, go ahead. My voice is fucked for some strange reason, so you start off. You're
me?
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, I guess we'll start with the big news. Wait, do we have to introduce ourselves?
Nah, no.
No, fuck it. Okay, fuck it. We're just missing.
They know who we are at this point. If not, I feel bad for them.
So, Comic-Con's going on this weekend. This is Saturday, so the big Hall H panel was today.
In case you've been living outside of a hole, you...
Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures went through their slate of movies. Godzilla, Seventh Son, 300, Rise of an Empire, Gravity, which I've never heard of.
Really?
The Lego Movie.
You were there when we watched the trailer in front of Pacific Rim.
It didn't stick.
That's the Bullock one, where she gets lost in space.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, okay, that's the reason why it didn't stick.
Don't care.
And is it Sandra Bullock? I thought it was a Pretty Woman.
No.
No.
It's one of those two.
It's not Julia
Roberts. There you go.
Well, they're always there for the same role, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely understand why you make that mistake.
The inertia presented by Julia Roberts' teeth, she just wouldn't spin and fly away.
Interesting.
Like that.
So anyway, at the very end of the panel, they had the director, is it Scott Snyder?
That is the writer of Batman.
Snyder. Zack Snyder, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Zack Snyder come out and said, we're not adapting this thing, but we want to read something to you. It'll help us tell you something. And then they had one of was the actor that played one of the colonels in the Superman movie come out. And they had the guy that played Superman, he was out.
Henry Cavill.
So the guy that was playing the colonel just got in a gravelly voice and said, I want you to remember Clark in all the years to come, in all your most private moments. I want you to remember my hand at your throat. I want you to remember the one man who beat you. And then they flashed a big logo up on the screen, and it was this right here. They're announcing Superman, Batman, the movie, live action.
It feels like Superman versus Batman.
Yes. Superman versus Batman. That's the long and short
of it. You know, the shitty part about this is that Superman's going to win, and fuck Superman, point A. Point B, Batman should win.
Batman is going to win. I wonder if they'll do the thing they did back with King Kong and Godzilla back in the day, where they, depending on the audience, you had two endings. King Kong won in the U.S., Godzilla won in Japan.
Yeah, where are the regional allegiances there?
I don't know. Metropolis and Gotham?
Yeah, so New York is going to get one, and
Chicago will get the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Although, apparently, Gotham was Philadelphia in Dark Knight Rises.
So this can also... There's a press release that came out then afterwards.
Okay.
So a full-blown press release. Long story short is it appears that this is like the Superman sequel, but they're kind of going the Avengers route, but not all the characters, just Batman. So it's going to have Amy Adams, Lawrence Fishburne, the whole gang from the first one back with Batman.
The first what?
First Superman movie. The Superman movie just came out.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, Man of Steel.
Excellent segue.
Sorry.
But
I haven't seen it. I'm that guy. I haven't watched it.
Damn it.
No, I don't like
Never
Superman.
Studied.
Actually, I don't like Superman, so I apparently would like this movie. So
I'm just going to stare at the little fuzz that's on your cheek.
Yeah, I don't shave.
I don't mean shaving. I mean, you got some fuzz attached.
Oh, I have like...
how does Superman shave? I understand Gillette's involved. That's more product placement. I want to get paid for that.
He has a mirror and fucking laser eyes. Lasers bounce off mirrors. As long as it's not too dispersive, he doesn't hurt himself.
He's put a lot of thought into that.
Can Superman even, like, hurt himself with his lasers?
It smells like a Big Bang Theory.
It's heat vision. It's not a laser.
Well, whatever, you fucking... Jesus Christ. It's better if it's a laser. Whatever. Can Superman hurt himself with his own heat vision?
No.
How long have we all been out of kindergarten and we're having this conversation?
Well, it's a question for the people who know the canon.
It's a question for him.
Is there
I don't know.
Blue on blue damage in this thing? Is there, you know, team,
I don't know. I don't think it'll be crap. I don't want that to be the sequel. I feel like Man of Steel dovetailed pretty well into a Lex Luthor appearance. You know how his thing has always been like Superman's a problem? Well, Metropolis is leveled at the end of Man of Steel. So, you now have a pretty good argument to make his case that this guy's a problem.
Well, so perhaps they're going to do exactly that, but with Batman instead. Which is just like, oh, gag me with a spoon, but, well.
I would assume Bale is not attached to this.
No.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's the first thing everybody's writing off. They've got the quotes from Bale.
Yeah, I read something prior to Comic-Con that he was out.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's really good for Henry Cavill, because, like, you put a Cavill on the screen next to Bale, and it's like, okay.
They just kind of make out. I don't understand.
No, you've got like a serious actor, and then you've got Henry Cavill.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were attracted to Cavill.
Oh, Cavill can act.
Yeah, kind of. Cavill acts slightly better than a 2x4. I mean, he's not.
Them fighting words. I like Cavill.
I mean, show me a place in the Tudors where he didn't have pretty much the same character going on the whole time. Like
he did play one character. It's true.
That's what I was thinking. You know what I mean? Pretty much.
I'm not sure that I do.
his range is extremely limited in the sum of his work to this point.
He hasn't done that much yet. So I don't know that that's untrue, but I'm not sure that's an indictment of him yet.
Yeah, I don't know. You get a lot of
Immortals bad. Was just going to be bad regardless who played that role.
Wait a minute. He was in Immortals?
Mm-hmm.
Who was he?
The main character? Perseus. Not Perseus, I'm Theseus. Getting my Greece crossed.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I watched that show just like, thinking it was the real Theseus. That's the way you should watch that show. Come on.
I don't even know what to do with that.
You're not sitting there looking at the actor going, boy, he's really playing Theseus well. No.
Well, it's fair. But. Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably too hard on him, but he's clearly not as good an actor as Christian Bale. It's not.
You don't have to be a Superman.
Bale is solid, but I feel like a lot of his quote-unquote talent is the ability to lose weight to roles.
No, he can also lower his voice and make him growly like a son of a bitch.
You're talking
about range. There you go. Superman didn't have near that growly of voice.
You say son of a bitch, I say wood chipper. Right. I actually hated his Batman voice, but I don't think I was alone in that.
Did anybody
love it? His Batman voice was shitty, but that doesn't stop him from, like...
He was good.
Anyway. No, yeah, he was
I just
good.
I think Cavill is in probably the same range. But, yeah, he's pretty clearly done. But, anyways. So, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I know. And I can't find it right now, but somewhere the director actually said versus. So... Mm.
So what's really going to happen is it's going to be Batman versus Superman. By the end, they'll have to team up against some external force that will threaten the world, and then they'll learn to work together, and everyone will be fucking happy because it's DC, and so it has to be kid-friendly.
To be fair, that is the plot of the Avengers.
And they're real.
And Tango and Cash.
What's your preference? Did Superman kill Batman? Well, that's done with. Yeah. Now I shall continue.
Just get rid of Superman, like, entirely. Forget about him. Write him off. He's boring. Bring in better characters. And that would be my preference, but of course I'm the only person who hates Superman, I guess.
Well, there are people that, upon watching Man of Steel, think that DC hates Superman.
DC hates maybe their...
That's why I really wanted to talk to you about it, Keyshawn. You're the oldest person I know that likes it. The 40-plus crowd hates Man of Steel.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's not He's not Christopher Reeve. He's not the Silver Age interpretation of the character anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, the one that no one buys anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My wife was incredibly pissed that they didn't have the John Williams theme in there. And I was like, look, the second you step one step down that path, you're setting yourself up for failure because you don't have Christopher Reeve.
Dominate your destiny.
You so. Can't. I wouldn't go that far.
I did like the Zimmer score, too. A lot.
Well, it was very Inception-y. And I don't remember it note for note. I'm just saying I remember a lot of these big beats.
It's more drum heavy.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. But I just remember these. But I have seen Pacific Rim since then, and I may be confusing my two scores, because Lord knows Pacific Rim had a lot of in it.
Well, that one had like that full-on metal riff. It was great. Yeah, I just... It does feel a little bit like old guys whining. A lot of them are upset about the Zod kill. Well, we spoil everything, so there's no point to even
saying spoiler. Yeah, if you haven't seen this, I haven't seen this. I'm not crying about
it. So I did some research with this. I'm having a hard time finding stories where Superman does not kill Zod. I would almost say it's more... It's always in character. No, that... Sometimes. But he's killed him a lot. The very first story apparently back from the 60s when he was actually like, it's like a Superboy story or something. I should have wrote this down. But he does throw him back in the Phantom Zone. But, I don't know, Zod is kind of a examination of can Superman make the hard call.
Didn't he kill Zod in Superman 2?
He did.
So,
I'm telling you, he does kill him.
In fairness, in Superman 2, he also used a magic saran wrap S that came off of his uniform.
So that was awesome.
Non-canonical, seemingly.
Yeah.
Superman
I will hear no bad talk about that film. I love that movie.
Superman 2?
Still the best one.
Oh, yeah, man. He can kiss anybody into oblivion.
Nice. So good.
I gotta admit, I would watch it.
So you haven't watched Man of Steel at all?
You're completely
oblivious this entire
time. I'm not oblivious. I know why people hate the movie, and I know why I probably actually would like it. But I don't understand why they hate the movie.
Because, I mean, you can't go down that path of being all...
Well, yeah, but there are some people who won't see that, right? Like, they want their character to be what they want their character to be.
You want to do it. They
feel like it's too big of a departure.
I just feel like if you're
going to... And I don't agree with them.
If you're going to shoot for superhero these days, the gold standard to shoot for is either the Avengers or it's for Christopher Nolan's films. And they went and aimed for... Well... First they aim for Christopher Nolan's film, now it looks like they're going to start aiming towards the Avengers.
Well, the problem is that Batman actually is a story that you can tell, like, to
right.
today's...
that's my point.
To today's, like, they Christopher Nolan'd Superman
as much as they could, and that's what this movie was.
I just don't think you're ever going to be able to make, like, a Superman movie that is more or less canonical Superman that moviegoers will really want to see. But, of course, that's personal bias on my part. Like, I clearly wouldn't want to see, like, classic Superman, because I don't give
a
shit about
it. Well, I think that is bias. I think it also is accurate. The box office over the years backs you up on that.
But didn't...
He needs to be updated.
But didn't they update it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, they did what they had to.
Yeah.
They made the hard call, but, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's that much of a departure, honestly. Some of the clever stuff that I enjoyed was the way they flipped the thing. Like, I think it's interesting that Lois figured out who he was.
Oh, yes.
That feels very in character. And she's still kind of... Amy Adams did a good job there. I liked her in that role.
Yes, it's the first time in a long time there's been a good Lois Lane.
I think it's the first time ever.
Oh, no, Margot Kidder was great. I love Margot
Okay, the
Kidder.
Fact that you said that... I win.
Bullshit!
Dude, bipolar! Bipolar. Okay. And that is the best we've had. You're right
you
there, but...
You bipolar in real life?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I know that, but there's a lot of shit that happened between then and when she filmed the 78.
No, she was struggling with it in Superman 2.
Well, I just know in Superman 1, she nailed it. Superman 2, she was hardly in.
Oh, no. Most of it, it's a lot about her.
I thought it was...
She finds out.
I know. And then I thought they kind of put her aside, they towed her up to the north, and then
Superman
rescues her.
Yeah, but...
Is that it?
Yeah, but you ran through that in a real hurry.
Hey, that's not a hurry, that's just the synapses that I can fire to remember that movie. But, I thought she was perfect in, her little spelling issues, her attitude, that 70s kind of like Princess Leia, very smarmy, smart alecky.
Yeah, which they preserve with this Amy Adams version. Yeah,
that's the part that got right, and you know.
I did read what I thought was a fair critique from a online journalist whose name I forgot, so I apologize there. But she mentioned she felt like the romance story was kind of forced, and I think that's fair.
Yep, sure.
Yeah,
they're making out in the air.
Yeah. Like it's like you have not known this guy for 12 minutes. I know he's good looking, but
yeah, ladies, come on.
Yeah,
I'll tell you the part that really killed me, and I can't believe more people aren't bitching about it. The only reason why I would even know to talk about this is because I had a very awkward moment in the movie. Everybody's really silent. All the battle is played out, and that one girl is pinned underneath all that rubble, and Morpheus is trying to get her out. And
this would be Jenny Olsen.
Yes, Jenny. Was that Jenny Olsen? Was that the character? Okay. Well, anyway, they're trying to get her out. Like you said, the city's been decimated. Buildings.
Hold the ball.
This is 9/11 times 1,000. Every building that could be knocked over was knocked over, and they made sure to shell it over and over. And they pull her out. She takes two steps, and she says, "He saved us." And just after they showed this big, you know, panoramic view of Metropolis being destroyed, and she goes, "He saves us." Me, I'm in the mid back, and I bust out laughing. Everyone else is serious in the theater. I thought it was supposed to be funny. So is that too kind of loud? Ha ha! And then you know, cover your mouth, going, "Ooh, oh, that's not a joke."
I liked Fishburne as Perry a lot.
Yeah, that was fine.
As Perry Black, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he should be Morpheus again. He should always be Morpheus forever.
Interesting.
He could do old and fat to be Morpheus, but
yeah.
He can be an old fat.
He was
Morpheus,
excellent.
As far as I'm concerned,
what are they gonna do with
Megan Morpheus?
Well, yeah, okay. What are they? What stories are they gonna tell them?
Give pills.
All
right. I don't know, man. I saw the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Past a certain age, I don't want those guys suiting up as action heroes anymore.
Yeah, no shit.
Perry, he did a good job as Perry.
Yes, but Perry is not Morpheus.
Oh, okay.
He's brilliant as Perry White.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought the cast was really good, except for the Colonel guy. That guy was overacting a little bit. Who was also from The Matrix, now that I think about it.
Who was he in The Matrix?
Which Colonel guy are you talking about?
The general.
No, that's right, yeah.
I'm sorry, general, yeah.
Yeah.
Crossing my ranks there.
Right, you're
right. He was the one that was telling Morpheus, you're wrong. His main adversary. In the two sequels that no one liked.
Yeah. I loved Ken Stabler from, see it, was it?
From Oakland the Raiders?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No,
he was in that, huh?
It was
good for him.
No, it's that that TV procedural, Law and Order, SVU.
I don't watch that shit.
Oh, Lord, I have a wife. I'm married. Boy, we watch that all the time.
Good.
And he's the man.
That's where your time goes.
And he's 12
of those.
He was
we just SVU'd this shit. We figured it out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Didn't
dun, dun.
That's Law and Order. Come on, guys.
This was SVU, Law
and Order. Oh, I'm getting CSI.
Thing.
You're right.
We also CSI'd it.
Damn it.
I took off my glasses there, but I don't know.
It's black light.
So anyway, he was the Air Force guy.
Okay.
Just kept getting his ass kicked and finally realized Superman was a good guy.
Right,
yeah.
That's
so
right.
That was a whole extra layer of hysterical sitting next to my wife in the theater watching that. So I thought it was a good movie. Other than he saved us, there wasn't anything else that made me just go, this is horse shit.
I was totally fine with the Zod kill. I think it's actually one of the best scenes in the film. Like he's sitting there, you know, pleading with them, don't do this.
Yeah.
Like he did not want it to snap his neck.
Right.
So, yeah, that was fine. I will say the one thing the thing that bothered me the most was actually Michael Shannon as Zod. I think he's terrible.
He got better as the movie went on.
No.
But
his voice did not get better.
I just what bugged me was now I'm thinking of things to pick about it. He shows up in Smallville.
It's what we do.
I mean,
yeah.
Wouldn't the whole world know, okay, well, who's somebody that's in Metropolis and is in Smallville and be able to deduce who Superman is just because the aliens showed up in two places? Actually, that's not true. The aliens showed up on the other side of the planet. Hey, did you notice in the movie when that world beater is shooting its beam down and Superman standing under the beam looking up into it, that they did some photo editing and put Christopher Reeve's face on, what's his name, his body when he's looking up in the light. Yeah, they did that as a little...
No, I heard about that, though. I didn't notice it.
It was cool.
I was too busy trying to figure out what the hell their actual plan was.
Yeah, stare up into the light for a little bit, I guess.
We just... No, it's fine. We just need to blow these things up simultaneously, and it'll all work out. Okay.
Well, I liked it. So what did you think of the movie?
I liked it. I wanted to love it, and I didn't. That third act, man. I'm cool with the destruction, even though it was crazy, because that's, you know... That's what it would be like if all that shit happened. But I had that very Michael Bay feeling where I'm like, I need to get off this roller coaster before I throw up. I get it. They can fly. They can punch. They can fly punch. They can do it really fast. But after 30 minutes of that, I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake, let's get on with this shit.
No, no, it's being demonstrated another way in which Superman is superhuman. He can take that. He can tumble around for half an hour in the air and fly punch.
When did he learn how to fight? Because all of a sudden he's doing all sorts of judo, Krav Maga, just, you know, all that stuff.
It's the yellow Superman.
If Ari were here, he'd correct me. Whatever Superman was doing.
Well, Ari is actually doing that right now as we speak. So.
Correcting me?
No, fighting.
He's out there somewhere. It's not Kung Fu!
He's got a kumite or something in Houston this weekend.
Ah, okay.
Hopefully he's the best. No, he will never let us down.
Oh, Jing Wu, the best.
But that was a Karate Kid reference. Come on.
Never studied.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. You're yelling at me because I made a Fist of Legend reference over your Karate Kid reference. Yes. I'm sorry I got my quality all over your poo. That's a terrible thing that I.
No,
just
those are both good movies in their own ways.
Fur all over your face, so I'm not going to listen to you. Not that.
What you?
I don't know what you've been gnawing on.
No, he just.
No, my cat is.
You chew your cat?
Yes. Well, she's very nutritious.
Wipe your cat off your chin.
When they all right, that's not how you're supposed to eat pussy.
Oh, no, man, no wonder I've been having trouble.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go on to movie two.
Yeah,
the one we all like and have all seen.
Yeah, the one we've all seen. Let's talk about Pacific Rim. Okay, so this movie actually did get, like, a good response from all of us, right?
Yeah.
I'm most curious about what you, Cyrus, thought of it, because you were the one expecting not to like it.
Oh, hang on. I just wasn't pumped for it like everybody else was. I was just like, well, all right.
Mine is a kind of pumped where you go in with absolutely nothing in terms of an expectation. I mean, it's the best place. I wish I could be in that for every movie.
Oh, I went in with then high expectations and I liked it.
Well, I forgot how much I loved those old kaiju movies when I was young. I was like, oh yeah, I actually love this shit. This is good stuff.
It's like wanton destruction and just like awesome. Like
the
first time you see the kaiju, I forget what the big one is that hits San Francisco first. He's got a name. It's not coming. Whatever. The first time you see that, he just like fucking takes out the Golden Gate and just like. Days later, they finally
in the opening recap. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I do wish, and maybe they were doing this for plot reasons that they could come back and make a prequel or whatever. But I wish that there was from the start. You're coming at the end of the show. It's like, all right, well, this is the big ending where we're going to get rid of them all. I wish you were going into it to see all of that stuff. The first exposure to, you got flashes of it, but you didn't get the full bore. Like, I mean, you could have started the movie basically like the end of Independence Day, and just done nonstop.
The problem with that is, like, it's a summer blockbuster, so it has to have an ending that satisfies the summer blockbuster.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't end there. I'm just saying they should have just started.
How do you? Okay, now the movie is 8 hours long. What are we making? Claudius Robot.
You can hop, but you just.
Okay, so what are they taking out in order to put that in? The movie was already 2 hours long.
Take out the talkie-talkie. Take out the kung fu fight with the partner. You don't need that.
They're trying to develop.
I enjoyed
bad.
That.
Bad. Wrong. Terrible bad.
I thought it had a good balance of Plotsky and fight.
No, it had parts.
There was a part Key and I watched together. I looked at it and I was like, oh god, bored. Stop talking. Start fighting.
Uh-huh.
Now, to be fair, 2 minutes later, they just start fighting.
Yeah, it builds it up and then like you get the simultaneous...
It went a little too long.
And then Cherno Alpha is fucking awesome. Alright, can I just say, they needed more of Cherno Alpha in that fucking movie.
That's the Russian robot.
The Russian one.
So you know the names of the robots?
Oh, that one.
Holy Jesus, okay.
And maybe I remember the other. No, that one's awesome. It's
amazing. Yeah.
They had great names. I remember that.
Have good names. It was hysterical. Oh, priceless B-movie, but again, there's a chapter that you can hit next on with your remote and not miss a fight.
Yeah.
You could have easily lost that. And frankly,
overall, though,
you should have slid it and fit the first part.
Given these 2.5-hour goddamn superhero films that don't need to be that long, length was pretty good.
Oh, two hours almost exactly.
I think so.
I want my 2.5-hour superhero movie.
Why?
Oh, because I can't.
Okay, challenge. Do you watch Transformers ladders? 3 without crying at that 3-hour length?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not watching those. That's the trick. I'm talking about like the Christopher Nolan films, Avengers.
But the problem is,
I want as much of that as I can.
The problem
get.
Is that it's a trend, right? Like movies wax and wane in their like average length.
The imitators are ruining it. Yeah. You don't. Those movies are not good because they're long.
I don't see any of the imitators anymore.
No.
So
there's a lot of imitators.
I just know I'm getting you my Lord of the Rings. 3.5 hours? Yes, I will watch. I will absolutely.
Well, that story needs to be that long.
I can't take it. I don't know about you, man.
I don't give shit about your body.
I need a catheter for those movies. It's just,
I could have used another 30 minutes on my G.I. Joe 2. That would have been awesome.
Oh my god!
What I hope for is that they have some outtake. They have some special features on the Blu-ray, which I will definitely buy. Pacific Rim, where they have some additional fight scenes or something, because I just want to see a little more fighting with the ones
as
that
much,
didn't get enough love.
As much money as that movie made, you're not going to see a sequel to
the. I liked the Robert Rodriguez tone
too. No, it's made $110 million now.
That's
worldwide, which is fine. It's on the second week. It'll keep making money.
It will.
Yeah, but
it'll keep making money.
It's going to flop here, but I think worldwide it'll do well.
I don't think it's really going to be well. Okay, opening weekend does get judged pretty harshly. It's true, but like
it's a big deal in the States.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But like, I think over the course of like, I think the movie will run its course and actually make decent money.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
No, we're not. I don't think Del Toro has any interest, frankly.
Yeah.
He does once and done.
They did a good job with the movie. They kind of, yeah.
Not all movies need a sequel. The Goonies, there was no Goonies 2, and I'm fine with that.
Bullshit. Nice.
The search for more money.
Goonies 2, they've grown up now, and they're not nearly as lovable.
I would love to see Josh Brolin at the Goonies 2 now.
Goonies continue.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but did that joke actually make it into the beginning?
No, I think that actually broke
Superman
the system.
Superman continues.
I think that actually broke the system.
Damn it, that was my favorite thing.
Well, we just made a reference.
I'll name the episode, though.
Funny, right?
Superman continues.
Yeah.
Or eating pussy.
Okay, so Pacific Rim, okay, what it did some things really well, right? Like, they used the effects in a way that didn't suck. Like,
they spent their money wisely.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. They did a good job with the effects, and yet it was not like just sickening to watch, right? It wasn't just like, God, where am I?
Right? They didn't do the shaky cam.
Yeah, the shaky cam was not there.
They didn't have to. I mean,
that's glorious.
Oh man, it had so much going for it. Like, it just really did. It was like it had. I don't know. It's
I
really
loved
a kid's
the tongue
film.
In cheek tone. Yes,
it really is a kids' film. Like it's got this whole like. You know, the monster, like, you just feel like a kid again. And the monster's coming from under the ocean and just, they're going to destroy your city.
I think if it does fail to make money, that's going to be the problem. If you're not 7 or didn't love these things back when you were 7, I don't know if this thing's for you.
But this thing has, like, ridiculous word of mouth at this point. I just don't understand how it's, like, how it won't have some staying power in the theater.
You think it's this generation's RoboCop?
Jesus.
No.
Speaking of which, Detroit's bankrupt.
I know.
So,
I know it's happening.
Yeah. What is that corporation called?
OCP.
OCP. Yes, yes.
I know that way too well.
Yeah, you were right on. Damn,
man. By the way, the Omni Consumer Products logo, 2 thumbs up. You can look that up on Wikipedia, and you'll thank me. That's awesome. It's got exactly the right sort of corporation.
I loved how like no movie cliche was left unturned in that film either.
Yeah,
there was even the dog. I mean,
the ugly dog.
Wait a minute. Did they have a kid? There wasn't a kid.
Well, there was the girl when she was younger.
Oh, you're right. They did have a kid.
They didn't have like a kid sidekick. That's the dog's part.
They got the old man who's retired and. Too old for this shit.
Too old for this shit.
Key looked at this. 15 years ago, this was Danny Glover.
Yes!
Totally.
It's true. We are canceling the apocalypse. Because I got one day to time.
Dude. Just the fight scene in...
And the Drago twins running around in Chir Alpha.
Yeah, there wasn't enough of those.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
they need more of those guys.
Yes. I agree.
They were squeezing them in two at the time and killing them off. I'm like, no, give me 3 hours. Give me all...
They didn't have enough time to really like show us those guys being awesome.
I think they didn't have enough money.
Yeah, probably money.
That thing looked expensive as shit.
It's true. But the scene where all four of the robots are where you got Crimson Typhoon and Chirna Alpha like
fighting versus the Ghidra take on
the flying one that spits the acid, and then the one with the freaking
the monkey head. The monkey one was the most one I liked the most.
God, that thing had a name. Leatherback is its name, I think.
How do you? They never called him by name.
They called him by name in the movie. They code name every one as they come out. And some of them, like, it was just an
appropriate... He's right.
I'm sorry. I was too busy laughing to hear any of the dialogue.
Speaking of which, I went with A-Rod to see it, right? And we got hushed by the people next to us during a fight scene. Like, there's this fight scene going on, and they're just, like, ripping apart Hong Kong. And I'm, like, laughing my ass off at Rocket Elbow, and the guy next to me is like, could you stop laughing? I'm like, fuck you, man! Look at this movie, Rocket Elbow! That's bullshit!
You told me that, and 8 hours later, I understood what it was. I was like,
thank
oh,
you.
Yeah, I'm like, this
How
is...
How can you not... I didn't want to say Rocket Elbow before you saw the movie, but,
yeah.
Like, oh, Rocket Elbow.
I giggled
Rocket.
A lot in
Elbow
that
Rocket.
Movie. I did giggle a lot in that movie.
That movie was made for...
Dude, Elbow Rocket. That's all you need to know.
That guy was out of order.
Yeah,
dragging the boat down the street.
I can't imagine
striding to the fight. Oh my god!
Can't
imagine Titanic. Yeah.
Can't imagine you being admonished for disrespecting the gravitas of the Pacific Rim.
Well, you couldn't hear him say "vent the coolant." I'm sorry. I didn't laugh at that part. Actually, I was very quiet for "vent the coolant" because it was a touching moment.
Why did he?
They learned to trust one another.
He was talking to. He was narrating the entire movie. He's narrating.
Yeah, like he's fucking Rorschach. What's stupid?
Yeah, it's like the main character when this isn't picking a nit. For God's sake, this movie is perfectly retarded. It was when he's by himself. They're in the hell dimension. No one can hear him. He's already ejected his friend, and he's like, "I'm turning the nuclear switch." Oh, he was opening. All right, I'm opening the nuclear hatch.
No, they could hear him. The radio worked.
Wasn't? Yeah, I think Charlie Day was talking him through it.
What?
Yeah. Were laughing too hard.
I was too
apparently, the guy told me to shut up just at the right time. I caught that, and also Leatherback. So
it was a good time.
It was a great time.
I was not pumped for it, and I was wrong. I forgot how much I liked those movies.
Oh, dude, and then in space, they're getting lifted up by the and they're like, oh, well, I guess we're out of weapon. No, the little girl says, we got the sword, and she's like, for my family.
The Voltron moment was pretty good.
So awesome. The next movie, first of all, they better make the next one, because I'll be so goddamn sad if they don't actually Voltron.
But again, you go in there with...
Someone should make Voltron.
You're expecting dumb. You're going in there.
You should be.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly. And you get what you want, and that's exactly it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Superman,
we're saying the same
Superman
thing.
I thought was a better movie than that.
Oh, sure, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's just, you're not going into Superman going, give me some stupid shit.
Give me some giant fucking robots.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't think Man of Steel was dumb, though. I didn't like the title, though. I remember I was telling this to Ariel.
You didn't like the title?
No. Why is he Man of Steel? I was like, if you want to go not Superman, that's fine, but Last Fight of Krypton is your title. That ties into the storyline a lot better.
Yeah, but then when you have a sequel, you have to call it Last Son of Krypton 2 or something like that.
Are they going to call it Man of Steel 2?
Nah. Although I think we are getting Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I think they're calling it Superman, Batman, or
Amazing Earth Spider-Man.
That's a good question. Who got top billing?
In which film? Man of Steel?
Superman gets top billing. Superman, Batman. I was, that's the standard way of writing it. Like,
okay, question. This will be fun. Who do you guys want as Batman? Now that we have no Bale.
Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
Samuel Jackson.
Well, he is on our Mount Rushmore.
Drunk.
I don't know. What human is going to be able to take on Superman? Samuel L. Jackson.
It's too old now.
Come on. Bullshit.
You can't do it.
Okay.
Mark Miller threw out Fassbender a year ago.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, but he's Magneto. Somehow
somewhere Chris Evans is like, fuck you, man. I'm all the heroes. All the blonde ones.
That would be good. That'd just be
I'm Johnny Rogers, Storm, Captain.
They probably couldn't afford him now.
Who?
Fassbender? Yeah.
That's true. Playing Batman is his own reward, though.
Of course it is.
The sad thing is I really meant that.
Literally, it's going to be C-Tates, man.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Oh, man.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Well,
that actually would probably be
DC,
okay.
DC, please don't go full retard. Please don't do any of these things that we're saying.
We are joking.
These are ironic suggestions. I know you're desperate for ideas.
All right, last. And certainly the least.
Oh, yeah. Sharknado. Movies. Oh, my God, Sharknado. I had a four-course dinner party Sharknado viewing last Sunday.
Oh my God, I had so much fun!
And it was great.
What did you serve?
We had a salad. It was
that's
stop
food.
Right there. That was delicious.
No, it just sounds
is the end of that sentence. No, we had like a wilted spinach salad with a little dressing and some toasted pine nuts on top. Mm-hmm. Then we had some sous vide salmon. I couldn't get shark on short notice. I wanted to.
Oh, that would have been great.
With some ginger.
A little chainsaw.
And then we had a cheese course. That was provided by Garth Sidious. And then finally we had some dessert.
What was the dessert?
I made a... What the hell is it? Ginger lemon...
that was really yummy, too.
Bread. Not carrot. What's the... It's like a carrot, but it's white and more...
Cauliflower.
No, neither of those things. I'm bad at remembering
beet.
Things. No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was this...
Albino
this,
carrot.
Yeah, right.
Carrot?
Potato. It doesn't matter. Bad radio.
Skin potato.
Yes. It was a ginger lemon bread.
Reel it in, Rachel.
Sort of
what happened?
Self-rising, you know, like a quick bread. Had some nice... some fresh whipped cream on there. And some oranges on the side. It was quite good.
Then what'd you do?
Well, then we watched the movie. And that was awful.
Did you record it or watch it live?
I have it on my DVR. Recording. It's still on my DVR. It's still there.
And his DVR is not happy about it.
No. In fact, it's been acting up the last week or so. I think there might be a sharker geist in there. Shark.
Amazing.
Right, let's hear about it. I have not seen this.
Okay, so they don't.
What about the plot? Do you not understand from the title?
Oh, I didn't understand.
They don't bother with any kind of development. They just start on a boat where some kind of, I don't know, shady deal is going down. Maybe there's money involved, and then there's some sort of strange weather formation, and a whole shitload of sharks get sucked up into the air, and then they rain down on this boat. And like eat the people and shit. Like one shark is like
just land with its mouth open, or they
flop around. There's one that actually lands just like right on the guy, taking off. Like there's one spot, like one place where the shark flies by and just bites the guy's head off, and then just keeps going. It's amazing. Okay, so that's just to set us up, right? Like we never.
It's the cold open.
It's the cold open. That's yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a cold weather system open. And then we cut to a bar. Where we have our lovable main characters who work in the bar, and then
Steve from 90210.
Yeah,
he owns the bar. He's actually surfing at the time.
Oh,
but we have Hot Girl. I think that's her name.
Tara Reid.
No.
Okay. She's a bitchy
that's Leatherface.
Yes, Leatherface. Leatherback. That was their code name in the movie. And
no, just Hot Girl. Like she's wearing a bikini as a waitress. That's what she does.
Oh, dude, what happens to Hot Girl later in the movie is nothing short of stupendous. So then the weather turns foul, and the bar
sure
is
foul is the right word.
Yeah, and the bar is destroyed. I don't know. The weather turns pelagic, and the bar is destroyed in this freak weather occurrence. I mean, they didn't have enough budget to wait until it rained, so they had to do it in like sunlight. So it's like. That's the least unbelievable part of the movie. The Ferris wheel somehow comes off of its hinges and rolls into a building, and the bar is destroyed, and wah, wah, wah. And now the main character has to go and rescue his wife and daughter from
the sharks
that are somehow going to be getting them in Beverly Hills. So they drive there,
and like they come across some high water, and
wait,
there's like
in the Pacific or
in
the Pacific. It's California.
Oh, California. Okay.
Yeah. It's the first hurricane
ever
in the Pacific.
Hurricane, which makes a lot of sense. The Sahara is angry.
It wasn't worth that laugh.
It really is.
It even pissed off the meteorologist.
That's right. It's just
not only can you never suck up a shark, it can't happen in California.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, I think the pseudoscience behind the shark sucking was the hurricane was so big the sharks knew to swim away from it, but then they get sucked up.
A hurricane is a fundamentally Atlantic weather pattern.
I cannot possibly,
there's no Sahara Desert.
That's what got the laugh.
It's just not going to. Anyway, okay, so.
Against the rotation of the earth.
Yeah, who cares? No, it crossed through the Panama Canal.
I'm not complaining. I'm coming into this like I would Pacific Rim, and just this is glorious. Of course it would be over there.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I'm tickled that they even dotted that eye.
Yeah.
It's just so great.
So then somehow, oh my God, it just continues.
Did they show a weatherman?
Oh no! Oh God!
No!
They don't have
a picture of a.
They don't have the budget for a weatherman.
There's a weather girl. There was a brief scene where they're talking about it when they're in the bar.
Oh wait, and
radar though that shows something? What did they show? No, there's nothing. Oh man,
drawn by Lewis, age 4.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Give it a crayon.
Yeah, with a fin in it.
Big.
They actually did have a couple. They had some like obvious Jaws homage, like right off the bat. One of the main characters is like fighting his way, like.
Look at me, I'm leaning forward.
Somehow there's like this like carnival thing near the bar, and so there's like a Ferris wheel and shit, and they're like under the Ferris wheel or something, and God knows what, and like shit is blowing around.
No one runs left or right.
And like a shark lands near this guy and knocks him down, and then like somehow this like oxygen or this compressed gas cylinder rolls up next to him, so he shoves it in the shark's mouth and shoots it. And the shark's head gets blown off, which is, of course, and then, you know, he gets up immediately and runs away because there's no shrapnel from that kind of thing.
Was it you that was telling me you hadn't seen Jaws?
I have not seen Jaws.
Oh, wow.
Not all of it.
You see, we're going to need a bigger TV.
Yeah, you can't have a TV with TBS on it for all your childhood and not see at least bits
of it. Exactly. Very true. That my TBS, I mean, I think the S stands for shark, but.
Wasn't Shark Week when this came out, or right before it?
Maybe. I mean, that would be a good.
It came out the day before Pacific Rim.
So yeah.
Actually.
So the plot basically is
Steve?
There's tons of sharks. They're all over the place.
Well, it turns out Steve has like just
flooded with sharks and water, but mostly sharks. And they have to go rescue people, and then like they go rescue
a tsunami
person.
Or something.
Dude, no, it's like
it's a shark nami. Hello.
It's a
shark. So the only way you're gonna get hit by a shark.
There are these magical storm surges that just appear to advance the plot.
That's what I'm saying. There's water in the streets.
Well, no. The plot advancement device is all of his estranged children.
Oh, yeah. So then they get to and rescue his ex-wife and his daughter, and then, oh, an accident! I have a son, and he was supposed to be in Florida, but really he's at flight school instead. So they go to the flight school to rescue the son, and that's where we have the amazing... like shark flying through the air, chainsaw just cutting the shark in half as it flies through the air scene, which is the best scene in cinema. The history of cinema. Since Thomas Edison invented the motion that
they fight tornadoes.
Thomas Edison, right? The motion picture, we have never seen a better piece of film than this. Shark, chainsaw, just clean slice in half. So then they have to fight the tornadoes full of sharks. Which they do by having Sun and Hot Girl fly in a helicopter and throw road flare propane tank bombs into the tornadoes, which the explosion causes the hot and cold air to mix more evenly and thus kills the tornado. Explanation actually given in the film.
By who?
Steve? Plot development!
I think you desperately want to blame Ian Ziering for this abomination of a film.
I
was the victim, sir!
Okay, but then this is the most amazing part of the whole film. okay? The most amazing part is
they're Airwolfing it.
The last tornado. Oh, this is I mentioned the helicopter, right? The last tornado.
Are there tornadoes spawning off of a hurricane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sharknadoes.
Coming off the eye wall of the hurricane and just oh,
and
God.
There's so many sharks that each tornado that shoots
it's
out
full of sharks. Yeah. There's one that's all hammerheads, and then there's one that looks like it's tiger sharks. You have to watch carefully for that.
You can see the sharks.
No.
Oh, hey, here comes Hammerhead. You know,
they killed them too fast. They killed them too fast. There's like five tornadoes, and they kill four real fast, and then the fifth tornado. They're trying to kill it, but somehow, like, a shark flies by and grabs skid of the helicopter, and it's dragging the helicopter down. And so the girl, like, gets out and, like, starts beating it with a baseball bat or something, and somehow falls out of the helicopter, and then is eaten by a shark.
Terry?
No, the hot chick.
Hot girl.
Bodily swallowed by a giant shark in the tornado that just flies by and just consumes her whole. Okay, and then... speaking of eating pussy, and then later that same shark somehow. So then, okay, there's no more helicopter. It blows up or something, and then so we have to like somehow kill the last tornado. So the hero, who's the 90210 dude, like drives this truck, like up a hill and ramps it off into the tornado and like jumps out at the last second and like, sets off a bomb.
I thought you were gonna say he killed himself.
No.
He still has a part to play.
The truck explodes and there's like this tense moment where it doesn't look like the tornado's gonna die, but then the tornado dies and now all the sharks are falling out of the air.
That's what I was gonna ask.
He's running back towards his kids and an estranged wife.
His daughter who's mad at him.
Chainsaw in hand, like trying to save them from this shark that all they have to do is like move aside and the shark can just fall into the. Oh my god, I forgot to mention the part where he blows up a swimming pool full of sharks. But that happened
at the old folks' home.
That's right. I forgot about the old folks. That's right. So then, final scene is him, like, this shark is like.
Just terrorizing it.
Yeah, the shark is coming towards them and he like jumps and dives. Chainsaw first, like stretched up fully into the mouth of the shark, and then the shark falls on the ground. And then, like, they watch, like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? And then the triumphant chainsaw blade comes out of the stomach of the shark, and he cuts open the shark, and then they realize that this is the shark that swallowed Hot Chick. So they pull Hot Chick out, and now Hot Chick F's, well, we assume F's son. And while Hero is reunited with a strange wife. And so we have a love story facilitated by sharks.
They pulled her out of the shark.
Yeah, because the shark was in such a hurry in the tornado that it swallowed her whole. So, like, there was no chewing involved. And she...
she just dodged all those
things. Yeah. Absolutely. Just straight in the gullet. And then the chainsaw did not hurt her as he dove into the shark bearing the chainsaw. None of that mattered. And then in the end, everyone was good, except all the people who died previously, but they weren't that cool, so it didn't matter. So that's a synopsis of Sharknado, as, you know.
And so scene. Good. Oh, it's you have to watch it. It's
wow.
It's magnificently bad.
You're not going to escape it. Sci-Fi will show it every Shark Week from now on.
I hope they show it every week.
Well, Sharknado 2 is being rushed into production. I have this on good authority.
It should be.
Wait, is that really true?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. We have to back off. We can't joke anymore. Now we have. I am 100%
serious.
Oh god. Oh boy, Ren.
I have this on from multiple people that would know. This is a real thing that's happening.
You're done.
Yeah.
What have we done? We blew it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 3 days since a week since it came out, rather. So would assume the screenplay is done.
So would they do a sequel that would be like? Sharknado, or would it be like Sharkano, or Sharknami, or...
Can they use a different animal?
Oh, are you positing, like, back when there was going to be a Snakes on a Plane sequel, it was originally Snakes on a Train?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Were they... So, same animal, or would they do different animal?
I want Wolfkano.
Octocaine
needs to happen.
No, I want it to be in Yellowstone Park, and the giant, like, subterranean volcanic activity.
Super volcano, I'll be fair.
So, yeah, super volcano. And then there's a guy there with a wolf lab, because he's trying to repopulate Yellowstone with wolves.
That's
and
right.
Somehow the volcano...
You and Ian actually already, like, diagrammed this out.
We have it. We have a storyboard. Guys, call us. Just contact us. We got this. So then the lab somehow, like...
the volcano, like, the fissure opens, and, like, somehow some lab equipment is damaged, and there's radiation, and then suddenly there are, like, an insane number of wolves, and the volcano erupts, and then, with fire wolves or something, and then, like, just Yellowstone is consumed by wolves, and maybe fire. I think that it's a solid plan.
But Luke Perry is on the case. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have somebody from 90210.
I think I've made that decision as well.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
We're on this.
I would like to throw out Octo Tsunami Puss as a potential sequel.
That really sounds like a James Bond villainess.
That would be awesome.
Octo Tsunami Puss. Now, see, you only use half of the name. I don't think you understand the naming convention here.
I was taking it.
We're looking for Crabalanche.
Wow.
I think I stole that from Joel Watson. I apologize.
So that was the third movie?
That is the third movie. Our Holy Trinity.
Okay, I don't know why Crabalanche made me think of this. What was that Sylvester Stallone movie about mountain climbing?
Avalanche?
Was it? No.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, God. How long have the business been? Was that made in 1990 by any chance?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, call back.
I would like to know what year that was made.
Oh. Yeah, it's been an interesting summer so far. Everyone's on their phones, desperately trying to figure out when this film
came
out.
You're talking. I don't want to talk 93. God damn it!
Why okay, so was that the only news from Comic Con? You needed to voice the point. Us coming back to that.
There's tons of news from Comic Con.
Did we talk about Godzilla already?
I think we mentioned it.
Did we? Okay, so Godzilla.
Briefly, that's happening.
That's
going
to be awesome. He's going to fight other monsters and shit, dude. I'm down. I'm ready.
Will he fight Batman? I would watch this film. I'm just telling you. Godzilla versus Batman?
Godzilla? Yes, I would watch.
Why does Batman go first?
Batman gets top billing.
In the U.S.
Oh, I think Godzilla versus
True.
Batman.
That's probably a good
Yeah,
point.
See, I can market
no,
this.
No, Godzilla versus Batman flows off the tongue better. That's the problem.
Well, it's Gojira in Japan, though.
Yeah, but, okay, so, like, yeah, true. He's king of the monsters. I mean, Batman's
oh,
a badass.
Shit. Yeah, I'm all in on this.
This just
I think this sounds great.
Breaking news.
Oh, here we go.
This I can't be reading this right. Marvel Studios and Joss Whedon surprise fans in Hall H tonight by unveiling the title and villain of the final movie in Phase 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, cool.
All right, I'm down. I'm in.
We've never had breaking news on the podcast before.
Yeah, cool stuff.
No, that's right out, Dan.
Wow.
Caught off the presence.
Well,
okay.
That sure isn't Thanos.
It makes sense, though. Age of Ultron. Well, they've been teasing for a while Thanos is going to be the third villain.
Well, or maybe Thanos is the bad guy for Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's a handoff just like all the others.
What I've heard posited is that Avengers 3 will be a crossover film with the Guardians and the Avengers. Getting there, taking on the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, did you hear the announcement that Marvel, the Marvel movies, they've got some announcement that's not come out during Comic-Con. It's supposed to be by the end of the month with Vin Diesel.
Oh, he's the new Batman.
No, it's Marvel.
Marvel's announcing.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah, Rocket voice, right? Vin Diesel.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd love that.
Age of Ultron. Holy crap.
I would, yeah.
It's a shame, because the comic, I didn't like it all.
I will give them a... Wait a second, I'm going to have to throw out there, does that mean we get Angela? You said Neil Gaiman, right?
How is this going to work with the two main characters from Age of Ultron belonging to Fox Studios right now? Does no one else see this as a problem? I gave up on Age of Ultron at issue 3. Yeah, precisely.
Well, I mean,
Sue and Logan are both under Fox.
I'm guessing that they're not actually going to do that comic book story.
Yeah, just taking the name.
It's just taking the name, and then it's going to be about Ultron. Yeah. But that does tell us that there'll be Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, makes sense. Okay.
Well, we know that there's going to be Ant-Man.
Oh, I did.
There's an Ant-Man like
trailer. Yeah, but they did that years ago, and it never really took off. So they never really did the movie. So
oh,
really
well, Ant-Man.
I thought that was a recent thing they were doing to test it.
It was like a year and a half ago. Maybe 2 years.
Another year and we'll have it.
Oh, they would have already announced it.
Yeah, they would have already announced that before announcing this. But it does still mean we're going to get that character, just not in his own movie. It'll probably be...
Well, there's two Ant-Men.
Yeah.
I thought Edgar Wright was going to be doing the Irredeemable version.
Irredeemable will make a better standout.
I was assuming.
One would assume, right? Yeah. Yeah. But everyone hates Hank Pym.
I like Hank
except for Dan Slott. And Riyadh.
Yeah, I'm the last.
Now we're two.
They're redoing Hank Pym though. They're like changing him up because I don't know how far.
Or are they going to go to the? Are they going to do?
I bailed that there was the part where Captain America finally decided to wake the hell up and do something.
They're kind of revamping Hank Pym from the end of Age of Ultron. Now there's that Avengers AI that's out.
Yeah.
They're kind of doing that, and they had a prequel of that. And actually, made it look like it was a. I was more interested in Hank Pym than I've ever been in my life. So it was written well, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's fine. I believe you.
Wait, you're caught up on this stuff?
I'm caught up on everything.
So why did you, like, look at me askance when I mentioned Angela? Why would that not be an amazing addition to any movie?
There we go.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, shit!
Wait,
oh,
okay,
Lord.
No, the more important question is, who are we casting as Angela?
Whoever that chick is in G.I. Joe 2. I swear to God.
Hey, look that up.
Yes.
You've been touting her ever since you got here.
Oh, I only saw that movie today.
You have like 10 devices.
America, that was a great movie.
Wow.
Watch that shit.
Whenever
so
he addresses America, it's a big deal.
Hang
on.
I started searching America.
Wow.
Well, just like they did. We must find her.
Right. God, we're all, this is great radio.
But I was about to say,
Adrienne Palicki?
Oh, Wonder Woman. She was attached to the David E. Kelly pilot.
You're not... Wait a minute.
If that's her... I know...
Is that the girl from Clear Eyes, Full Hearts?
No, shit! Surely that's a country song.
No, man. That was the name of the... in that show. What did you just say? Friday Night Lights. Every time the coach would always go, Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, and then the whole football team would go, Can't Lose!
Oh.
They did it ad nauseum, particularly the first season. So, and I can't even remember.
I believe she's a cheerleader from the show.
Oh my God! I had no idea that's who that was.
She was Wonder Woman.
She was better looking now than she was on that show, and she was beautiful on the show. That's ridiculous.
All right, is she Lady J?
She's Lady J.
Interesting.
And stunning.
Okay, and now she's Angela.
Surprisingly stunning.
No,
I think she should be.
That's a reasonable.
Wait a minute. Let me find a picture of her from that movie. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, hang on.
It's okay. I can imagine.
Well, who do you think it would be?
I don't know. I have a
Emma Watson.
Huh?
The worst name. The worst possible choice I could come up with. Top of my head.
Yeah. No. I don't know. That's one that needs some careful consideration.
I know who she is. Don't show it to me.
She can have the ribbons. Yeah.
I had no idea that's who that was.
Anyway.
Well, you learned something tonight.
I did.
Never studied.
That could totally be you.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not going to say no.
I'm going to allow it.
I can't believe that's who that was.
So,
Carrazo.
All right, so we've decided who Angela is, and thus obviously she must be in the film. So, is there any reason
that we know? Angela does not need to be in the Avengers film. She's
on the team now, and Neil is involved.
She's on what team?
She's part
of
Avengers. She's part of the
actually.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going with Avengers. I'm sorry.
Serious question though. Do we have a lead on Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver?
No.
Oh.
Although let me recheck.
Is there any way Morena Baccarin is not the Scarlet Witch given the Joss attached to this?
Oh, that's a really good question. She's a little too old now.
That's true.
Aww.
Not too old for me, but for...
No,
I know what you meant.
She's too tall, isn't she?
I think she's fairly short. Actresses usually are.
Yeah, but she's taller than a lot of other actresses, so she's going to look taller than other women. Like, to me, the Scarlet Witch is this really tiny girl. Like,
just dead air after that.
It's like one of the weird. I don't know. Just like for me, which has to be
that feels racist.
It's not racist.
It's because she's Eastern European.
She's tiny. What you're saying?
Jesus Christ!
She's a gypsy.
Racist. That was gypsy. That's right. I was thinking her dad's Jewish. So
that wouldn't make her Jewish. It's her mother who would.
No wonder the Nazis hated them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gypsies and Jewish.
That's right.
They must be. That's two things we have to exterminate.
A gypsy. What's her mother?
Who
is her mother?
I can't remember who her mother
Magda.
Was.
Why do I know that?
This Lady J search is taking me to a dark corner of the internet.
Wow. Okay. Done.
Oh. I don't even want to know.
So, okay. So we, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So Quicksilver.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, done. No, it's gotta be a guy.
That's just my douche actor role now.
It's gotta be.
Actually, he would actually be really good in that role.
It's gotta be a guy with attitude, so obviously we're gonna have.
I'm telling you, Cooper could do it.
They gotta save Cooper for Flash. He'd be a good Flash.
Well, why would Marvel save him for Flash? They would rather make him Quicksilver and make him unavailable.
Are we really resolved that this Flash film is gonna happen? Because I am so off. I'm so out on this.
I think it's happening. I would like it. I've always liked Barry Allen.
But they're not gonna do a Barry Flash. They're gonna do a fucking.
No, they do a Barry Flash.
Yeah, Barry's the quintessential one.
Yeah. But they're trying to be all hip and.
So with it? It's a Dr. Evil reference. Come on.
No, I knew it was. I couldn't make the connection. We're all trying to be duck, and I'm like,
wow,
what?
You're the worst. The worst. That's Dr. Evil trying to do the Macarena to show that he's cool, just like DC is trying to. Well, exactly.
Okay,
same
now
thing.
I get it.
Do
okay.
The Macarena to show that they're Thank cool, you. But they're not.
In both cases, they're trying to bring the 90s back.
Yeah. What was the question?
Would it be Wally or Barry?
Oh, it's going to be Barry. Yeah. What's Wally's story?
What? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean...
Yeah, no, I know.
You're going
to have
to be a Flash without
I
having a Flash.
I have the definitive answer on this. Jeff Johns has the Hollywood connection. It's going to be Barry. Because Jeff loves Barry in that bad way. Okay, here's
my... And then you get the question of how powerful do they make the Flash...
It's a guy who runs fast. How powerful do they make
bullshit.
Him?
At various points in the DC universe history, Flash has been way, way overpowered. Like, he can vibrate molecules at weird frequencies and blow shit up. And they better just make him a guy who runs fast. I agree with you, but like... Instead of all of this, can they just forget about the Flash and forget about Justice League? And just
do an Angel of movie, yeah.
Just make Identity Crisis as a movie,
and just really, finish just ripping out the hearts of white America with that one.
Really, all I want to see, honestly, is the Slade scene. But like the rest of the movie, I'd watch just for the Deathstroke scene. But,
you're just killing me with
the
this.
Top comics of all time.
That's a great scene.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of comics, this is completely off. Have you read Girls, Luna Brothers?
No.
Do you like horror comics?
No.
Well then, fuck you. You're not gonna you can borrow it if you want.
I'm sorry, I should be supportive in setting you up for the podcast.
Well, I mean, if you don't like it, you don't like it. But it's a horror comic. So like,
what kind of horror comic? Are you talking about like the old school, remember how we were talking about the graphical style of,
it's got a very modern look.
Yeah, graphical.
Okay, you'll
so
be fine with
it. It's quite modern.
All right, I was talking about what we were talking about in the earlier.
Oh no! What I'm talking about is like, we're not talking about like
EC.
Long shadows with like windows and they're the no.
Yeah.
No. Modern.
Is there more like From Hell? That kind of storyline. Yeah.
The story is like about this small town. Like
I can actually knock this out in one sentence. It's critters, but the critters are hot women.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it scary?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
horror film. But, you know, Stephen King style.
Why would you be scared of hot women? What's wrong with hot women?
Well,
they're not actually hot women.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, you'll find out, basically.
What's the name of this book?
Girls.
Is it an ongoing, or is
no,
it a
it's done 20, now.
24 issue series.
Really?
Yeah. By the Luna Brothers. I'll lend it to you.
Yeah. Oh, read it.
It's like it's just a well put together, like compact story. It would actually translate pretty well into a movie. Like
damn.
Thing comes from something happens, no one knows what, more weird stuff starts to happen, people start dying, like the town turns against one another, like it has every element of like the sort of classic, I don't know, Friday the 13th ish or something. Not really.
Well,
I'll lend it to you. It's quite
cool. Yeah, they were just playing with the idea, what if the monster didn't look like a monster?
Yeah.
That's an interesting take on it. I read it back when it first came out. It's been years ago now. I'm not even sure what Josh and Jonathan are working on these days.
Luna
Brothers. Okay, here was my question I wanted to bang out before we go.
Oh yeah, you guys will.
That's true. You guys will love this. You guys get to bring back any musical act ever. Who do you pick?
Musical act?
Yeah.
Bring back from the dead?
If needs be.
Jesus. Ah, shit.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
Do you have an answer to this since you're asking?
I have two. All
right, well,
I have one I think I want to go with, but...
Can we just start throwing out our ideas and then whittle it down, or is our first shot out supposed to be our answer? Okay, well, I'm bouncing around. I think it's Stevie Ray Vaughan.
And Jimi
Hendrix.
Okay.
Nirvana. Although, I don't know that, but it wouldn't be...
What else did they have left? You know, it feels like
that whole era has passed. Are they going to be angsty some more at 50, you know? He might actually be able to be angsty.
Well, I mean, Cash did it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cash's life sucked a long time.
Kids are in college. I don't have any money. It's okay.
You're arguing against yourself now.
Yeah. Damn, yeah.
I don't know, man. One of the things that makes Nirvana Nirvana for me is the whole...
Oh, that's a good one.
Queen.
That's a good one. We lost
awesome.
we lost Freddie too early.
Yeah, we did.
Hendrix is a good one, and one I consider myself.
But wait a minute.
I wouldn't be offended if fucking Van Halen would get their shit back together.
Well, man, I would imagine Beethoven with the instruments that he could use now.
I saw Bill and Ted. I already know.
Nice.
Seriously. You can fucking tear that shit up. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to throw out Paul Desmond. I have jazz on the brain, so Paul Desmond and Dave Brubeck, I'd bring both of them back.
You go jazz, interesting, okay.
Well, I mean, just because you guys have covered a lot of stuff already.
Well, I mean, we didn't answer it yet, though.
Well, I'm just saying I'm going
to... bring them back, but no one would know they came back.
Oh, I would.
They play jazz. You would know, but no one else would know.
No, Brubeck, everyone would know. Come on.
Let's see.
We want Elvis still dead, right? I know I do. I think we got...
That sounds horrible. It really depends on what stage of Elvis we're getting to. Here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
getting Jabba the Elvis.
He almost stayed around too long, right? Like we got all we were going to get out of that guy. So I don't think...
I love how you interpreted this, though, as vote for bringing somebody back is a vote for keeping somebody else dead.
Oh, no. I'm just saying no one
mentioned Michael Jackson! No, I'm voting him. He's down. He's down with the count.
Well, no. Michael Jackson, I think, is my answer.
Bullshit.
You would bring back. Wait,
that's
you
would,
I don't think he was.
You don't have any kids.
Wait. You would bring back Michael Jackson in his heyday?
I
think he still had juice left. He had one bad album.
Order. As long as you don't let your kids stay over at Michael Jackson's house, they're not going to get raped.
I'm not worried about my kids. I'm worried about the stupid people who are letting their kids go over to Michael Jackson's house.
Listen,
it's my responsibility to protect those people by not bringing that motherfucker back.
It's true. He wasn't the motherfucker.
I don't know how you get a bunch of kids out. Motherfucker.
It's true. Like it's as time goes on, more and more of the awful shit keeps coming out.
Oh,
so
man.
It's hard to reconcile. I'm just purely artistic merit. He only had one bad album, and then of course the stuff started coming out, so he fled the country, Roman Polanski style. So, but he's a talented son of a bitch.
He wasn't coming out with any more new albums that were. Good.
Well, because he was fleeing legal pressure and, you know, making children and petri
years,
dishes.
Years since he had a really
I know,
good
but
song.
He was developing one when he passed.
Not compared to Hendrix and Cobain and Queen.
I think Nirvana was
argument.
Done.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty weak argument to say Cobain is better than Jackson. I mean, Cobain did define a genre.
Hendrix.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean Cobain. I meant
Queen.
No. Hendrix, Stevie Ray, and Queen. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
those are three really good ones. I can't argue with any of those.
Stevie Ray, my God. That's the one that hurts the most for me. But again, that's because I discovered who Stevie Ray Vaughan was, and he died like 2 weeks later. I started learning to play an electric guitar. What, 90? When was it that it happened? Whatever year it was.
Something
was,
like that, yeah.
How old was he?
He was young. Really young.
Yeah.
that's the one that hurts the most, so that's the one I think I'll vote for.
See, it's really hard to argue for... I mean, that's a big consideration, right? Like, are you bringing them back from some other... Like, Brubeck died, and he was, like, 80-something, so it's not like he died ahead of his time.
1990.
Right. That's my anti-Elvis argument, essentially.
Is the greatest year ever, I guess.
No shit, yeah. I told you you're wrong.
I desperately need this argument to be tabled for my sanity.
This is going to go until we're dead.
Until 1990 happens again.
That's right. 2090.
Oh, God.
Second coming.
Hold on a second. You know, if...
Yeah, Steve, right.
Bond's a good one. I was serious when I said Van Halen, too. I would love for those guys to work their shit out and come back together.
Oh, you're saying just bring the act back.
They don't necessarily have to be dead.
He got onto From the Dead because I asked, but he didn't say From the Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I would bring somebody back from the dead.
No, you certainly can. That's certainly fair. And I think we would want a lot of those guys back, frankly. But
how long? I mean, is it Pet Cemetery style? Or, like, what are we...
Until they come back fully formed, they're like zombies.
Oh, God, zombie Elvis.
Don't worry, he's not very fast.
Oh, no. Stick up!
Wow.
So stupid, yeah.
Hotep. Isn't that the plot of Bubba Hotep?
Kind of. Kind of, yeah. He's been hiding out in a nursing home, and then he has to fight the evil spirit of a vengeful mummy. And it's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Dude, come on, it's a Bruce Campbell movie. It's amazing.
Clearly. How has Campbell not been in a Del Toro film?
Bruce Campbell.
It seems like those guys were made for each other.
No, seriously, you guys, you don't appreciate that enough.
Did you hear that Expendables 3, the main bad guy, is going to be Mel Gibson?
I not only have I heard it, I, Sylvester's trying to get him to direct it.
No.
Yeah.
No, if Mel Gibson directs the Expendables 3, then the enemy will be the Jews. Jesus.
He only did that once.
You are terrible.
He only did that once.
He only said it once. He thinks it every day.
That's maybe true.
I'm not terrible. He's the anti-Semite. Shit.
See, that's pejorative. He's never once said he's against Akkadians.
Or Egyptians.
So no answer, huh?
Go look that up. Become educated. The Semitic
I like
tribe
Queen.
Involves...
More they were still coming out with a shit.
Queen.
I think I'd go
fine.
There.
Queen's okay.
That's not a band. That's a band that I can see.
Obvious ones. There's somebody sitting behind a speaker somewhere just screaming at the... Who are we kidding?
Oh, yeah.
No,
at least
one. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
I appreciate
too, right?
You, numbers 1 through 4. But seriously, who are we forgetting? It's got to be someone.
I'm sure there's plenty, right? But
Ray Charles. That's like making music all...
Yeah, but... I know, but did we not get his whole damn discography for real?
No, I think he was still cranking shit out.
I mean,
the point is, like, are you bringing somebody back at 90 to torture them for another 20 years?
No, I bring young Ray Charles.
And then we don't get his own.
Well, no, I was, I guess, in my head.
Did you have in your head, like, all right, well, just wherever they were?
Yeah, precisely. Like, you don't get to bring skinny Elvis back.
Oh, why not? That's who I would bring.
Because we had him the whole time, you know?
I mean, could we bring back John Lennon?
That's a good one. I pondered myself.
Can we bring back John Lennon, but go back a few years before that and kill Yoko Ono?
Yeah, see, if you brought back John Lennon, man, you'd have a whole bunch of Yoko Ono news you'd have to put up with. That'd be terrible.
Well, we wouldn't have to. They would have had to put up with it, and, you know.
Okay, let me throw this out there. Is there any possibility if Lennon's still alive that he and McCartney at some point get back together for at least some tour?
Probably.
Or was it just that broken?
He goes about it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, dude, depends.
No,
they
hit 65
and
lose their fucking minds. No, you don't mellow out, you get worse. If you mellow out, it has to be before 65.
Right. That's what I'm positing. At some point, they...
Old and crotchety, and they're like... You know,
but before that, though,
old man.
Because you...
Grumpy old man. They'd be like grumpy old man.
That would be terrible, but...
A great movie to watch.
But you know what he's talking
America
about.
America, make that movie. That would be awesome.
There's an age where you're
if
like
Lennon
a.
Lived.
I actually VH1 made it.
No, I want the older Lennon. Actually, I want Lennon and Stalin as grumpiest old men. And
why not? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Trotsky in there too. Why not? Fuck it. Bring it all back.
What, as a buddy comedy? I don't understand. Yeah,
this is okay, guys.
Yes,
guys. Sorry, this is. Shut off the microphone. We gotta fix this for real.
I can just delete it later.
If you stop rubbing your eye, it'll stop itching. Right, that's what you've got cat says, in your right eye.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. God, I don't know. I might. Yeah, you guys. I think you guys have the rock stuff handled. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Paul Desmond. He died too late. He's only 50 somewhere.
Okay.
He was a jazz saxophonist.
Over
he was
Beethoven.
Really?
Over Jimmy.
I guess
Beethoven went
actually,
a long time
you know
too.
Mozart
though.
Is Mozart's a pretty good candidate, right? He died at 34. Like, let's make him not die. And,
okay.
You know,
Amadeus.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Because Beethoven, I think, lived quite a while, so I don't think he left anything on the table.
He left another symphony on the table.
That's right, there wasn't a finished symphony.
Literally.
Everybody
leaves something behind. Like Mahler. Well, Mahler died pretty young, too, and he left a tenth unfinished. I think you got to bring these guys back.
And with the technology that you got today, they're the ones that could do some mutated shit. I mean, it would just be like...
Or guys that were still getting better, you know?
Or even more, those
Hendrix,
guys. I'm thinking, like, Mozart,
Hendrix
they're even more desperately, like, ignored than they... Well, he wasn't ignored.
Hendrix is making sounds out of guitar that people have been playing guitar for 1,000 years and never thought to make those sounds. And,
Mozart's interesting. I mean, is there any way, if he's still alive, if he's somehow alive today, that he's not... part of Daft Punk's Random Access Memories album.
He's writing scores for movies.
Yeah, stuff. Right? Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Boy, that's cynical and probably true.
Could I instead just keep John Williams alive for another 100 years? I would totally take back my vote and just say, no. Just keep John Williams where he's at right now for the next 100 years.
You certainly could, but that's dumb.
Bullshit.
I have Hans Zimmer now.
I'm sorry, but every
and I have Ramin Djawadi.
Every
his
great movie I've ever loved that John Williams scored it, man. All
Let's,
of them.
You know what? Fuck the rest of this podcast. Let's just go watch Jurassic Park because now I've got. Oh, seriously?
Yes.
If they're not involved with some kind of natural disaster, I'm not interested anymore.
What's unnatural disaster-ish about dinosaurs?
I need teenage.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Wow.
T-Rex is flying.
Triceracane, I don't know.
I like Triceracane.
Velocilanch, I don't know if that works, but...
Yeah, we're kind of fooled. Although I should say, I didn't watch all of Jurassic Park. We watched it right up till it started getting scary, and then we switched... And put on that Land Before Time.
Sam Neill was nothing bad in that film.
No, it's
okay, Petrie. Lots
the T-Rex
don't
part.
Fly.
Yeah.
But doesn't his mom die?
Who?
Littlefoot's mom? I can't really remember that.
Littlefoot's mom dies? Yeah, of course
she
dies.
She gets the Bambi tree.
They have to go to the freaking valley of...
I just switch it over, turn that on, and then go somewhere else.
Nah, I watched that with Kitty Pryde not too long ago. Well, several years ago. But
Land Before Time?
Yeah. She loves that movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let her watch it.
Yeah, she would very much
I'll
like
go
to
watch something good. That's terrible.
Jurassic Park gets scary?
Of course it does.
For
you
a
get...
4-year-old, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on, now. When are you going to show him Gremlins for the first time?
Oh, Lord.
I'm pretty sure I was like 6 when I watched that for the first time.
I was scared by that film.
I remember that. That was a scary ass film.
Yeah,
I was
when you're little, it
Road
is.
Road Warrior when I was little too. I was like, "What do you mean?"
I'm scared of that one now.
That
my daughter's not as scared as much.
Feral
as
kids?
Son is.
That's terrifying.
My son gets scared of some stuff.
He's much younger.
Yeah. What's this? This is not my favorite thing. I'm not. Nope. That's what he says.
Daddy, I'm out.
That's,
what, like Lana and Archer?
Thing. It's not my favorite thing. That's what he says.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Archer is good. Have you been watching Archer?
No.
You're a bad person.
Nope. Sounds just like Lana. I love it.
Nope.
Quiet, I'm trying to fish. He's got the bow and arrow and a beer.
God.
It's a pretty great show.
Sean Benjamin is so freaking... That's his name, right? H?
Yeah, you got it.
Whoa.
And there goes my phone. Because why wouldn't it go off?
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. I wish my ringer had gone off, but it's on silent,
but nobody,
so it won't do that.
Oh, I was like, nobody loves you?
No, my ringer's amazing is what I meant there.
All right.
Shit.
You know, if you play it, I'm just going to cut this.
I'm not. would not do that. Do you remember?
I'm keeping John Williams alive. Sorry, Stevie.
You're a bad person.
He can't hear you.
I chose Paul Desmond because you were going to go with Stevie Ray Vaughan. You're ruining my choice now.
See, this is
I want to bump up the list.
I just made all your movies better for the next for the rest of your day.
This is how you wound up with the Long Halloween 4 on your list. That rationale.
No kidding. Yeah.
I'm going to do what other people are not going to do.
Exactly. Slade! That scene with Slade is awesome!
You guys are so awful.
I like
Long
that issue.
It was amazing.
Oh my god.
It was...
The single grade.
It's better as
yes, it's a graphic novel. Very true.
See, but that, yeah, but and then you guys, well, I mean, at least Key here was so down on freaking Killing Joke.
I was down on everything you picked.
Killing Joke was awesome. You guys are crazy.
Killing Joke is good. It deserved to be on the list. I'm not surprised it was an early exit, though, but it was on the list. I mean, if you consider we needed 64 comics, it's in there.
Yeah, that's in the top 64.
32,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
32.
But I'd wipe my ass with it and keep on voting for something else.
Well, you didn't get it.
Well, again, I read it when I was 12.
You should. It's probably worth
reading. This is the difference between Batman and Superman.
I've not read The Killing Joke.
You read The Killing Joke when you were 12. You didn't get it. You didn't really like it. You read
Whatever Happened to Man Tomorrow
when you were 12. Wow, that was awesome. See, exactly. If you read those now as an adult, with an adult glass, you would have exactly the opposite reaction.
Well, I'll test it. I'll read The Killing Joke and see.
And then go back and
that's
read.
Probably true, but that's not an indictment of Superman.
Okay.
But there's a weird
story. He's more fairy tale-ish, but that doesn't hurt him. He's just a different kind of story.
It's just... Okay. I'm willing to leave it at that.
Are y'all reading any comics? Are y'all reading?
No, I'm drawing lots
I'm
of them right now.
I
draw
just,
my ass
yeah,
off.
I'm not really staying current. I'm reading stuff that I've gotten, you know,
Thor.
Do I look like I'm reading Thor to you?
Yeah.
Am I swinging my hammer
around? Oh, I haven't read Hawkeye, and I hear it's amazing.
Oh, my. It won 3 Eisners.
I know.
And Saga won 3 Eisners.
I'm sure they both earned it. Yeah, I read Saga.
That one
I'm behind.
That's a backhand. Right?
Saga's
Saga.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
And I know how.
Down in your fucking alley.
The problem is that I'm in the middle of 4 books right now.
You need to stop all those and go and read Saga.
Actually, it's only 3 now.
See,
you were telling me you reread Jekyll and Hyde for some damn reason.
That was a year and a half ago.
That book's 100 years old. Saga's brand new. Read that shit.
God, that argument is just...
I'm telling you.
It's over now. I can't even...
You
I
gotta
can't,
read Saga.
There's no...
It's like we flipped on Fox News.
It is one of the first things I've maybe...
That was the You Hate Freedom defense.
Chewbacca is a Wookiee.
There was no logic, but it was loud.
Chewbacca was a Wookiee. You can read Saga.
Chewbacca offense. It finally appears.
I think we can go out on that.
You've got to read that. You've got to read that book.
All right. By next time, I'm sure.
You have your last name yet?
Kent.
All right.
God.
You, Sean Kent.
Ladies and gentlemen, America, and Stevie Ray Vaughan, this has been a Full of Sound and Fury podcast. With me tonight has been Keyshawn Kent. He's apparently now mute.
Oh, I'm supposed to say something really charming at this point.
Just kill General Zod instead. Nice.
Not bad. Also with us is Riyad Wabi.
Yo.
Not with us is Ariel Rodriguez. Again, he is busy fighting the good fight, literally.
Isn't he just A-Rod?
No. He took off the glasses.
Oh, he took off.
You were at some wedding.
Aria unmasked. God, I've been at every wedding this year. I think.
I never know what to call you people anymore.
You know how many weddings there are every year? Hundreds. Literally hundreds. I've been at all of them.
Yeah, you've been jet setting, and not for the good reasons.
I've been jet setting for good reasons too. In fairness,
that's cool.
Booty calls.
No, that's an ungentlemanly thing to say. Jesus.
They're listening to
the
podcast,
a union of two souls. At the crotch.
Wow. Via phone call.
Note that I said none of this. I am a gentleman and a scholar. Well, not a scholar.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I nailed it.
No. Nothing of the sort.
Got a little too close there. Oh, and I'm Cyrus Morozovi. I've been your host. You can find this episode and previous episodes at fullofsoundandfury.com and also at iTunes. Wow. Any other witticisms before we get out of here?
We're on iTunes?
We're on iTunes.
Because moving on up, to the east side, to the left side. Come on, everybody.
Feels the sky.
Is that what we're going out on?
He can't sing. He's dying. We need to stop this before he dies.
I can't believe your host is dying.
Oh, God. Right,
we're going to finally get ourselves a piece
America,
of the pie.
We're getting a piece of the pie. Comment and say that should be the opening theme song in the next podcast.
I can try and work it in. Although I'm sure it's licensed, right? Anyway,
whatever. If we sing it ourselves,
we'll do it. That would be better.
Under parody.
Oh, absolutely, but not Creative Commons or something.
No, we can make our parody. Yeah, I'm in 100% acapella.
Jefferson's theme. No, we just do it out of key. Let's go for it. Let's
do it as a round.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
And yeah, with that,
this has been a Rise Again production, copyright 2020.